according to Luke's Gospel, our Savior Jesus wants to teach us how to behave at wedding banquets. Really? The last time I went to a wedding banquet was last year, I think. The son of some good friends married in a Riverside Catholic church in Surbiton. The reception was held a few miles downstream in a Thameside hotel near Richmond Bridge. It was all very pleasant. There was, of course, a table plan. Every guest had a seat allocated. It was all very organised. Now, we felt honoured to have been invited at all. It was a privilege to be there. We didn't care where we sat. It was not an issue. So why was where to sit at a wedding feast an issue for Jesus? Does our Lord really care about wedding reception seating plans? Is that the kind of level and detail our Christian faith is supposed to be concerned about? Well, there seem to be two lessons from the house of the prominent Pharisee. Lesson one is for guests: sit at the lowest place. Lesson two is for hosts: invite people who cannot repay you. Now, if we were asked to draw a picture of a church, we might draw a building, a chancel, a nave, a tower maybe, or we might draw a group of people, or we might draw both and make the point that we think the church is some kind of combination of people and place, people and buildings. If we were asked to draw a picture of a church, I wonder if anyone would draw a table. I wonder if anyone would draw a meal. I wonder if anyone would draw their own home or kitchen. Now, I also wonder if this is so important an image, such a great possibility for us to learn something from, that this is the reason this peculiar teaching ends up in Luke's Gospel. What does the kingdom of God look like? Well, many of Jesus' parables and stories provide different images in answer to that question. Commonly, he began his parables by saying, "What's the kingdom of God like?" or "What's the kingdom of heaven like?" And then he would tell some story that illustrated it. So what does the kingdom of God look like? Does it look like St. Church, constructed in the 13th century, adapted over the years, crumbling in parts, but we try to keep it going, repairing it and patching it up as best we can to make sure it's still here for prayer and worship? Is that what the church of the kingdom of God looks like? Or does the kingdom of God look like me and you? The congregation of St. Mary's Church, young and not so young, people with different backgrounds and experiences, various personalities, abilities, resources, weaknesses, living and cooperating together as best we can to embody the spirit of Christ Jesus in Send, in Surrey, and in the world. Is that what the kingdom of God looks like? Or does the kingdom of God look like a wedding banquet with hosts, with guests, food, a table around which people can be welcomed and helped to find their places of acceptance and honour? I think it can be all three, and others. There are many images. Now, some thoughts for us all. How can we be more welcoming, more inclusive? I wonder how we can change our habits and our expectations to make room for new people and for new ideas. And I wonder how we can learn the lessons of Jesus and not be inhibited by our effortless sense of entitlement and status. Now, a few years ago, I don't know whether you were a person who said this kind of thing, but there was a saying around that life is a beach. Do you remember that? I think the idea was that we should all kind of relax, hang out together, you know, hang some shapes on the surfboard, wear sunglasses, imagine it was some kind of eternal summer, and we're all on holiday in our hearts all the time. Yes, it was a fairly empty and vacuous slogan. Perhaps a better image and slogan for us, more satisfying, more fulfilling, more inspiring, more practical, more common or garden, more social, more enduring, is that in various ways life is not so much a beach as a banquet. Life is a banquet, a feast, a meal to be shared with generosity, with hospitality, with humanity, and with a spirit of humility. And as the writer of Hebrews reminds us, also read for us today, and here he's drawing on the story of Abraham, which we can read in the book of Genesis. And there's a little incident in Abraham's story where some mysterious guests arrive. And the writer of Hebrews picks up on this, and if you know the story, you know what they're saying. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Well, perhaps in our hospitality, in our humanity, and in our humility, we can find ways of opening our doors, our tables, our meals, our lives to some heavenly possibilities. And our church. Let's not forget that. Amen.